Valvag could be better defined.
It's Flexin' That with Steve Newell on 95BFM.
Yes, indeed.
Welcome, Steve.
Afternoon.
Through the traffic you came.
Indeed. Indeed.
Pretty heavy out there, I hear.
Little heavy out there, little heavy.
Sympathies to anyone in the traffic right now.
It's not a traffic report, though, is it?
No, but it's a traffic mention.
Now, good. Steve, are we in awards season?
Shit, yeah. It's all ramping up.
What's it? Are there ribbons and cups and medals and this sort of thing?
Statuettes, figurines, tuxedo rentals. Mm-hmm.
Cocaine and cuddles, more like, probably.
Cocaine and cuddles. Do people still rent tuxedos, do you think, to go to the Oscars?
Hell yeah.
I reckon probably when you're at the Oscars, well, the seat fillers might not have their own tuxedos, eh?
Okay.
Like those people that are kind of cast to look like sort of blink and you'd think they're the person that should be in the seat when they're off doing cocaine and cuddles instead of sitting in the theatre. Mm. It's a long show. Mm. So this year's Oscars are happening on Monday afternoon, New Zealand time.
Next week, yes.
Next week. It's a really inconvenient time
on TV
to watch some long awards. Well, I believe it is. TVNZ's got the show this year for the first time in ages. I believe it's screening. I tried to clarify this before I came down, but I couldn't get the final word. I believe it is playing on TV2 during the day and on TVNZ On Demand also. So WAG work, watch it at your desk or whatever. It's kind of a funny thing. So, like, working in the film media biz, there's sort of years where sometimes people throw big, elaborate Oscar parties, but you find yourself partying on a Monday afternoon.
And is it's like kind of, Super Bowl kind of thing?
Yeah, it's got that kind of buzz. Like, it's just that being one day out of the American American time kind of makes things a bit weird.
Right. Who's running the show? Is that relevant, do you think? Who's, you know, how there's always like a presenter or something?
There's no host for the Oscars this year. It's been a bit of a dog's breakfast in terms of organising. No host. At one point, Kevin Hart was going to be hosting
it.
Then the modern curse of old tweets surfaced.
Comedians are doomed.
They got out of there. So they've got a bunch of presenters but no official host, and then the Academy backtracked on having a bunch of awards that were not going to be playing live in the telecast, and they just show them in a kind of condensed version. Minor things like, I don't know, cinematography and editing, things that are actually kind of crucial to making films. So there's a bit of an outcry there. Conspiracy theorists say that this is all part of just getting a bit of attention for the Oscars, but I think probably the Oscars probably get enough attention already without having manufacture controversy, and especially weird ones that make them look like dicks. We'll see what happens. Outside of my small bubble, do you guys give a shit about awards and Oscars and things like that?
Not generally, no.
I mean, maybe if I'm looking at old movies and it says Oscar nominated or Oscar award winning, I might go, oh yeah, that might influence my decision to watch it. But I guess, you know, that's only on sort of old movies which have
kind of like,
had their
like
run
a,
already.
Like a bottle of wine, it's got like a medal on it.
A fake medal, just a
even
piece
a silver
of shiny,
one.
Just
like,
a piece, of, just a piece of shiny.
I trust the silver before the gold. I'm like,
I mean, it's a funny thing. I mean, I definitely don't think that it signifies that a film is good. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like you won the Oscar, you were therefore deemed the best film of the year. But there's something really interesting to me, being a film and industry nerd, just about how kind of everyone sort of jockeys for position, and you know the campaigns that get run through the American press and media to try and get votes for Oscars, and just you know, it's
like when the movie gets released, it's like this will be, you know, they kind of hint towards the Oscar about
and
it, and
just
shit like that, and the promo,
like, you know, really heavy takeovers on Hollywood sites like Deadline, for your consideration, A Star Is Born. So I'm looking forward to it, but you know, who knows? I think I like having a gamble as well. It's probably one of my worst hobbies, so I do like an Oscar sweepstake.
Let's get down to the nitty gritty.
That'll be the fun thing, and of course, no one knows what's going to happen. So
A Star Is Born going to win them all, or
I don't know.
Are they up for me? I watched it for the first time on the weekend after the BFM 50th.
You would have been fragile. You would have had a couple of cries. 100%.
It was a little bit sad, but I was like, this is a little bit cruising into the chick flick territory for me.
I think I cried watching watching a rerun of Married at First Sight the other day, so I definitely...
I think the heat on that film's cooled a bit. It will almost certainly win Best Song, because that song, Jello, is huge. Mm. But yeah, I think...
song? How does it go?
There you go. So
A Star Is Born.
Yeah, I think like when it came out, it was like, oh, this is kind of the ultimate Hollywood giving itself a reach around kind of film. It's all about embracing stardom, and wasn't it tough and hard and wonderful and hard and tough all at the same time? But I don't think it's going to it doesn't quite capture the imagination. And so I think most likely Best Picture is going to be a very soft movie that racism's bad, but it's okay. We can just work it out.
Someone's reflecting now.
Slightly patronizing.
Chariots of Fire beat Raiders of the Lost Ark in 1981. Something to think about, everyone.
Mm. Yeah.
Something to think about.
So exactly. I mean, really, Oscar.
Do we take phone calls from Christchurch?
This could be an Oscar-related phone
call. Hello, BFM.
Is that you, Christchurch?
Hello.
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 Hi. Yeah, hi. Am I speaking to the business owner?
No, you're speaking to a radio station in Auckland. What's going on?
The radio station?
Yes.
Sorry, boss. I got messed up. I got a wrong number here.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Do you have any thoughts about the Oscars?
Kia ora. That was buzzy.
Good times. Hey, so I'll let's just swap notes on Monday afternoon. Maybe watch the Oscars. Get in our tuxes.
What time? Sorry, what time is the kickoff?
I think they start about 2 p.m. 2 p.m. Monday afternoon.
Do you have to be Do you have to make heaps of money to win an Oscar? Like, does the movie? Just like a natural kind of?
Anna Paquin probably didn't have much money when she was a child and won an Oscar.
Oh no, I meant the movie itself. Does it have to gross heaps to even be considered for an Oscar? Do you think?
I think you can get. Sometimes there's nominations where the Academy will sort of pat itself on the back for giving something a slot that it can't possibly win, but it makes them feel they look good. Mm. But really, like it's really kind of about the machinery, and you know, I think if you can secure some nominations and some things that you can slap on your DVD cover or posters or whatever, it's always going to like make a few bucks to have that recognition. It is a Hollywood machinery thing, and I think that's probably more interesting than looking at it like a stamp of quality.
But isn't there like also, because when you watch the broadcast of it, there's heaps of in the ads, don't they do like heaps of Oscars for like heaps of niche stuff that happens in the movie game, like. You know, like best, weirdest, you know, like, you know what I mean?
Well, the telecast is kind of a funny one. Like, if you're into Oscar sweepstakes, you'll have to make some educated guesses about, first of all, some stuff you haven't seen. Like, you probably haven't seen all of the live action shorts or doco shorts.
Yeah.
You might not be au fait with the difference between different kinds of sound work in films, like sound design, sound mixing. You might not know much about costuming, but, you know, it's all just part of the throwing darts at a competition.
Okay,
trying to win. Have a gamble. It's good.
Those are my Oscar questions. So,
and in fact, if you feel like you're half educated on the Oscars, head to flicks.co.nz, and we're running an Oscar sweepstake where someone will win a T-shirt and a mug proclaiming them the Oscar tipping champion of New Zealand, so they can be like king or queen of their movie jerk friends.
All right. And now, Steve, I just had one question. Is there an underdog film at the Oscars which you think should at least win something?
Yeah, I'd love... I've been rabbiting on about this one, but my underdog film for the Oscars is Cold War. It's the real good music movie of last year. Mm-hmm. And its director, Pavel Pavlovsky, picked up the Best Director nomination slot that arguably Bradley Cooper should have had. Almost completely unlikely to win it, but the film's beautiful, and it'd be great if it won something.
All right.
Right on. Thanks, bud.
Sweet, mate.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95 BFM.